Corky began lowering the sample.
Our meteorite is moving toward Earth, and as it's getting very close, our gravity locks on, accelerating, accelerating.
Rachel watched as Corky sped up the sample's trajectory, mimicking the acceleration of gravity.
Now it's moving fast, Corky exclaimed. Over 10 miles per second, 36,000 miles per hour. At 135 kilometers from the Earth's surface, the meteorite begins to encounter friction with the atmosphere.
Corky shook the sample violently as he lowered it toward the ice. Falling below 100 kilometers,
it's starting to glow. Now the atmospheric density is increasing, and the friction is incredible. The air around the meteoroid is becoming incandescent as the surface material melts from the heat.
Corky started making burning and sizzling sound effects.
Now it's falling past the 80-kilometer mark, and the exterior becomes heated to over 1,800 degrees Celsius.
Rachel watched in disbelief as the presidential award-winning astrophysicist shook the meteorite more fiercely, sputtering out juvenile sound effects.
60 kilometers! Corky was shouting now. Our meteoroid encounters the atmospheric wall. The air is too dense. It violently decelerates at more than 300 times the force of gravity.
Corky made a screeching, braking sound and slowed his descent dramatically.
Instantly, the meteorite cools and stops glowing. We've hit dark flight. The meteoroid's surface hardens from its molten stage to a charred fusion crust.
Rachel heard Tallon groan as Corky knelt down on the ice to perform the coup de grace. Earth impact.
Now, Corky said, our huge meteorite is skipping across our lower atmosphere.
On his knees, he arched the meteorite toward the ground on a shallow slant.
It's headed toward the Arctic Ocean, on an oblique angle, falling, looking almost like it will skip off the ocean, falling, and...
He touched the sample to the ice.
Bam!
Rachel jumped.
The impact is cataclysmic. The meteorite explodes. Fragments fly off, skipping and spinning across the ocean.
Corky went into slow motion now, rolling and tumbling the sample across the invisible ocean toward Rachel's feet.
One piece keeps skimming, tumbling toward Ellesmere Island.
He brought it right up to her toe.
It skips off the ocean, bouncing up onto land.
He moved it up and over the tongue of her shoe and rolled it to a stop on top of her foot near her ankle.
And finally comes to rest high on the Milne Glacier, where snow and ice quickly cover it, protecting it from atmospheric erosion.